That's the account that was lit from before Yom Kippur. Al-Ol Shehuluk Mimenu, or something was lit from that. V'cheinogu v'hadim k'vashishu sh'pesek Knesses. This is the minute to light from the candles of the Vesak Knesses. V'yah filum higlik v'yom kippurim, v'huluk v'hetek v'kurim v'choyul sh'kurim v'okul. If it was lit on Yom Kippur, if it was done, the hetek was done to, for a choyla, that's also considered shachas, because there's no isim v'loch. It was done the hetek to provide light or whatever was needed for the some say you should light on the can light on the candle from the that's used in the shul. And others say that you shouldn't because it was made only for the kovet and not for lighting purposes. The first opinion holds that the one in the shul is also used for lighting purposes. Yeah, so basically, if you use both of them together for Abdullah, so according to one opinion, the initial one was better because it was lit the whole Yom Kippur. So according to another opinion, the second was better because it was lit for the purpose of lighting. So this is also the idea from the Yahrzeit candle, that the Yahrzeit candle is also not clear that it's made for lighting purposes. So you should also light something from the Yahrzeit candle and use the two together. The best way to do it is, aside from the regular Yosef candle, have a special extra candle that was made to add light, give the familiar in Kippur, and then you get to go there. And Mr. Bruce says, if you have a choice of one of the two, it's better to use the candle that was lit from the one that was used for the shul, because the one that was made for the shul was a shash that wasn't made for illuminating. But yeah, if you use that one, then you can use the things that it's good. The day after Yom Kippur is a minute to get up early, so it shouldn't look that we're only asking from Hashem what we need it. But now that we've had our kapara, things are going to feel. Oichlim smechim batzi yom kippur, davis tas yontiv. You should have a nice meal batzi Yom Kippur. It's considered a type of a yontiv. And after the kapara, it's a time of yontiv. Yesh machmir lasu shnei yom yom kippurim v'yesh v'zahatara v'minig machmir lasu mishum v'yesh lochim v'shem p'nei sakana. One should not do the minig of having 2 days of Yom Kippur in the chutz lars because it's dangerous. Yesh v'sanah tainis kalayim l'mochus yom kippurim z'ach v'sanah z'kol yom. Person makes a tainis because of a bad dream of Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to continue doing that the next year. Eilom yom tchilas v'yesh kotzim tzedek v'yom kippurim ad tzukis. We don't see tachnun or any of those things, Sadek Adin, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. When the doctor was killing Yom Yotzi, Yom Kippur, but he said, Sukkot, they know it's a mispil mitzvah. Before the doctor, they start building the Sukkot, Yom Kippur.